visiting YMCAMontgomery.org.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it?
What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Another transcript from closed-door impeachment inquiry testimonies released, this one from an interview with the top diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor.
Taylor testified he was told by other officials that President Trump wanted to block military aid and a possible White House visit until Ukraine's president publicly announced investigations into election interference and a company linked to Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Taylor is scheduled to testify publicly next Wednesday. Two former Twitter employees are charged with spying for Saudi Arabia by snooping on users critical of the Saudi government.
Ahmad Abuamo, a U.S. citizen, is accused of spying on three Twitter accounts. Ali Al-Zabara is a Saudi citizen. Federal prosecutors say he was recruited by a social media advisor to the Saudi royal family.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A new law in Las Vegas makes it illegal to sleep or camp in public areas when beds are available at local shelters. America's listening to Fox News.
Good Thursday morning.
What's for dinner?
Dinner?
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Why would you ask me that?
Why would you ask me that now?
Now it's your turn
to cook.
Because it's National Men Cook Dinner Day.
That's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing.
I'm not making this stuff up.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
Let's Google it.
I just Googled it.
It's a real thing.
Get in the kitchen now.
You get yourself in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen and make my dinner.
All right, let's get cooking.
Start the show.
Real men cook breakfast too, you know.
Yes, they do, and they cook great breakfasts. Thank you very much.
The Sloppy Joe omelet reprise this morning.
Yes.
It's the pre-Rich Thomas birthday celebration.
Woo-hoo!
Big day is tomorrow, and we're not letting any girls go with us to see Midway this weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Maybe if I put it out this far, I'll see it here.
No glasses.
No, I've lost them. That's my glasses. Well, I know what I'm going to say, though. We had 80 degrees yesterday. We're looking for 77, so another warm day today. There's a risk of showers, maybe by lunchtime, certainly by the afternoon, and increasing later on this evening and tonight. This is ahead of a cold front. I think the cold front will shut off the rain in the wee hours of the morning as it turns sharply colder over that low 50. Tomorrow, windy, much colder, with a high of only 58, but the north winds at 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. So yeah, that'll stick out like a sore thumb after we've been to 80, you know. Mid-30s Saturday morning with frost, upper 30s Sunday morning. I think Saturday's going to be a great football day here in the state of Alabama with a high around 61. You're welcome, President Trump. Upper 60s on Sunday. Nice fall weekend. Then, another chance of showers Monday night as an Arctic cold front, dun-dun-dun, approaches with a brand of cold we haven't seen yet. You know, Tuesday's high may not make it to 50, and we may be only in the upper 40s on Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, we may be in the mid-20s. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly clear skies. It's 58 degrees at 6:06.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I think traffic guru Wendell was telling us the day before yesterday, 17 accidents altogether. Unbelievable. Take it easy out there this morning. If you do find yourself in some sort of accident, or maybe it's just a fender bender or a scrape, our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body will take care of you like they've been taking care of me for over 30 years. I kid you not. Many vehicles have gone over to Montgomery Paint and Body, more than I care to remember, but they always... Why do I keep going back? Because they're so meticulous. I love when they're surveying my car. Because I try to guess what Donnie or Brandon, what they're thinking. What are they seeing? Why did they pause right there? I don't know, but they know. And they're so thorough, and that's why they've been in the business for over 35 years. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready, it's not only fixed right, it's also detailed. So it's really a fun thing because it's just like you just picked up your car off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body, we trust them. You should trust them. They'll fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Nice to start your morning off first thing with a good story. 69-year-old Vietnam vet in San Antonio named Albert Burgess worked at a place called Renown Auto Restoration for the last 13 years. He's been trying to retire but wanted to pay off his mortgage first. He still had about $5,000 to go.
Oh, man.
So he was hoping he could retire sometime next year, but last month his bald boss called him into the office and said, I'm going to pay it off for you.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, Rudy Quinones owns the place. He's been his boss for 13 years. He says Albert's always been a hard worker, never missed a day, so he wanted to do something nice to help him out.
So cool.
Albert gave him the paperwork showing how much was left on the mortgage, just a hair under $5,000. Rudy went to the bank, wrote the check. Another employee told the local news about it. He says it needs to be shared so people know that there are people out there who do good things.
I love that story. And there's nothing that feels better than paying off the mortgage.
I wouldn't know. But talk to me in another 27 years.
Okay. I will. I'll be sitting right here.
How old will I be then? I don't even want to think about it. I'm never going to own anything. A car?
No, my gosh.
A house?
You own our... you own our respect every day.
I will take it. Why, there's Jay.
Morning.
How's Jay?
Jay's good.
A birthday breakfast was... this is birthday breakfast one. The celebration starts early.
Did you see that Jay's weather station is not only operating, it is now available to anybody in the world. You could go to a computer in Saigon right now, Ho Chi Minh City,
Nicaragua,
and see the weather at Jay's house. We're so proud.
Yeah, that is nice.
They grew up so young.
I can see the weather at my house if Roz goes to the kitchen and takes a picture and texts it to me. I'm not complaining.
No, your next gift.
I'm not.
we'll get you hooked up.
I'm not complaining. It is 6:10. The William Tell Wake Up is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is set to announce he's running for his old Senate seat today. He was ousted after enduring public mocking from President Trump for recusing himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Auburn police need help identifying a person of interest in the case of missing teen Anaya Blanchard. They released surveillance photos of a man who was seen in the convenience store where Anaya was last seen. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. And Central Alabama Crime Stoppers has expanded its coverage area to include Dallas County. Now Selma and Dallas County residents can call 215-STOP if they have information about a crime. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the move will improve the response time during investigations. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Lyle for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up, right on time at 6:12.
Thank you.
sharing your bed with your gross snoring husband? Had enough of the blanket-stealing wife? Then call the law offices of Benjamin Schloff, sleep divorce attorney. Over the years, I've handled thousands of bed separations caused by
bed hugging, tossing and turning spouse, wife with cold lizard feet, partner who leaves the TV on, husband who screams in his sleep, husband who farts in his sleep, girlfriend who won't get off her iPhone, boyfriend who clips his toenails in bed, boyfriend who eats his toenails in bed, fiance who needs to be spooned, partner with loud sleep apnea machine, and bedwetters.
So call the Schloff Sleep Divorce Law Firm today, because once you stop sleeping together, you'll stay together.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
It's become such a big deal. Every day there are more and more stories. It's involved murders, fights. People gotta have the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
What now?
At least now we have a genteel man from Mobile, Alabama, who got himself a Popeye's chicken sandwich, took it home, put on a tuxedo, and showed us how to properly eat this thing.
After all of the rage about the Popeye's chicken sandwich, we finally get a chance to get one tonight. And since it's such an auspicious occasion, we decided to make it a black tie affair. So we are now going to dine on this sandwich and to see if all of the acclaim justifies the fame.
Chomp.
Takes him a little while here to,
you know, it's like
how is it?
You have to see.
Damn, that's good.
Damn, that's good. There you go. I just put him on my Facebook page if you're interested, along with Rich's weather video and today's adorable dog video and a couple of things I posted overnight that were really excellent reads. This OK Boomer thing is really starting to annoy me. But there's a good article about it from Modus AD. You can check that out. What else did I put up? I was busy being social. And I may as well take a look. The overall reaction to Senator Sessions announcing he was going to run for...
Oh, he did officially announce?
Yesterday afternoon.
How about that?
And the reaction has been overwhelmingly negative.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because of the
worse than Roy
baggage,
Moore.
All the baggage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worse than Roy Moore. I don't know how he combats that. This is a man who was so popular...
He was.
...that he ran unopposed because who the hell wants to waste a lot of money losing to a guy who they got no chance to beat?
Good point.
It's hard to... As somebody who likes him personally very, very much...
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He was a little lame in his job, you know, at DOJ.
This is what people need to understand. If he's going to have any chance to get even the nomination, he's going to have to explain that so people understand what was going on.
He was muted.
Quite. It is 18 minutes after 6. Big Duncan and Son Predictathon tomorrow. The Rich Thomas Birthday Spectacular Predictathon.
It's not just big here.
Yeah.
The Vegas odds and everything else.
Oh, my God.
It's huge.
Who's favorite in this game?
I think Alabama by a touchdown because of it's at home.
Alabama is favorite for this.
Alabama got a little heat because they had said to their students, don't boo the president. Yeah. Then they kind of dialed back on that.
Actually, the Student Government Association put out a statement yesterday afternoon. We read it on the air saying we're talking. I think from what I read, and it was from the student government leader, they were more concerned with altercations with the rivalry than they were with the president. There was really, I read the first statement, there was nothing political in it.
Would the president be in a box, you know, like a skybox?
I would imagine he'll be up in that that thing on the top.
Yeah.
You
don't think he'll
Crow's
be...
Crow's Nest? I don't know. What is it called?
It's the press box. He'll probably be up there somewhere.
He won't be in the cheap seats.
Probably not, but you never know.
No, the only concern Vegas has, or at least the sports guys are having, is... Alabama's quarterback hasn't been seen since he was injured, so we don't know how well he is.
How is Tua doing? How is Tua going to come out? Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, that's all. That's the concern.
You know what? How many years was the Alabama LSU game not a big deal?
Yeah, when I got here,
always a big deal.
when I got here and I was getting acquainted with the college football sports culture. It took me a while. Of course, when I first got here, David Shula was still coaching Alabama, and there was no expectation of national championships and stuff with those teams.
Yeah. Well, you saw the playoff rankings, right?
I haven't seen them yet.
Number one's Ohio.
Okay.
Number one's Ohio.
Ohio State?
Ohio State.
They don't play anybody. How could they be number one?
So number two
is LSU?
Is LSU.
And number three is Alabama now?
No.
What?
No, number three is Penn State.
Shut up.
And number four is Alabama.
Shut
Big Ten teams, really? They suck. They don't play anybody. They play what? Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, teams that suck. And then they play these little colleges. The only two games they play against anybody decent, and they don't always play them, are Penn State and Michigan. Some of the teams don't play them every year.
That's a shocker about, number one, Ohio State, and number three, Penn State. Wow.
I think we have a Morning Maroon nominee there.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
CBS was thrilled that they had number one and number two, but not anymore, right?
Yeah, right.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. All right, 6:21. We've got your first look at the roads, and then we're back with the timeline for November the 7th with Rich and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, it's that calm before the storm. We have nothing happening right now. All of the roads are doing really well. We've got no accidents. There's a good bit of traffic on 65 and 85 into downtown Montgomery, but everybody's rolling along nice and easy this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. Pretty light, the boulevard as well. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Hey, it's going to get busy here in a little bit. You know it, so prepare for it. And your office location says it all. You know that? Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville can give you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today. Just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Someone handed me a picture and said, this is a photo of me when I was younger. Every picture of you is when you were younger. Show me a photo of when you're older and I'll say, let me see that camera. Wow.
At 6:25 with the timeline for November the 7th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
I like that intro. Thank you very much. It's the 311th day of the year. 54 days are left. Xylophone player, take the rest of the day off. National Chocolate with Almonds.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Get the piccolos in here tomorrow. It's National Chocolate with Almonds Day and National Merlot Day. Drink them up, Johnny. National Cashback Day. What is National Cashback Day all about?
When you get cash back on your credit card. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. National Cashback Day. Did I still not get glasses? I still didn't.
You want these?
I picked them up.
Here.
I picked them up.
See, I only need to see colors right now because I know what's on these cards.
Okie dokie. On this day in 1885, Canada's Transcontinental Railway was completed. In the mountains of British Columbia is where they finished it. I would love to take that train across Canada.
Almost did.
It's on my bucket list.
You can rent half of a boxcar that they've got into an apartment,
mm-hmm.
and you've got big picture windows. It's really cool. I took Oprah's American to European Express train a bunch of years ago.
Yeah.
Very similar. I mean, carpeted floors, baby grand piano in the lounge.
But really the cool. vistas are just stunning. In Canada. 1940, Galloping Gertie, you know what we're talking about? The Tacoma Narrows Bridge over Puget Sound collapsed in high winds on this day in 1940. Fortunately, only one dog was killed, but there were some cars. It was the third longest suspension bridge in the world until it fell, built to replace a ferry. And by the way, if you've never seen the footage, it's on YouTube, and it's just, it's amazing, Galloping Gertie.
Yeah, I just watched it on Engineering Catastrophes a couple of days
ago. Amazing. It was swaying. Wow. 75 years ago, 1944, FDR won an unprecedented fourth term in office, defeating a guy named Thomas E. Dewey, and the Chicago Tribune's famous inaccurate headline. Boy, did that guy get fired about Dewey winning the race, of course. They had printed, assuming Dewey would win. 1951, Frank Sinatra married his second wife, Ava Gardner. They split up in 53, a couple of years later, divorced in 57. Sinatra was married three other times, Nancy Barbado and Mia Farrow, and then Barbara Marx, married until his death. She just recently died. 57 years ago in 62, this is the day after that Richard Nixon lost to the election for governor, and he told the press, well, you won't have Nixon to kick around anymore. He was back. 1965, the Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted with that little cute little, whatever that little laugh is. Hey, that is. 52 years ago in 67, Carl Stokes elected first black mayor of Cleveland and the first black mayor of any major city. And now, our song of the day, and I'm pretty sure it's a song we've never done before. Linda Ronstadt once had about a few future members of the Eagles as her backup band. In other words, it was pre-Eagles, and she had three of them, I kid you not, started a group with the Stone Ponies, and they had a hit song called Different Drum. This one is the cover of a Buddy Holly hit.
with help from the L.A. Wrecking Crew in the background, backing her up in 77. It's so sleazy to fall in love. A lot of people forget that Buddy Holly did that song for us. 1981, Private Eyes by Daryl Hall and John Oates, number one. They're watching you, you know. 1989, David Dinkins elected as the first New York City black mayor. He beat Rudy Giuliani on that date. Of course, Rudy Giuliani.
Not 4 years later, he didn't.
That's true. Yeah, because Giuliani was mayor when 9/11 happened, and I thought he did a great job. Not so sure about Rudy these days. 1991, Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, pleaded no contest. He was caught doing some naughty things in a naughty adult theater.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Well, I don't know what he was talking to there, but yeah. 28 years ago in 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he was positive for HIV. 2000, Americans choose between George Bush and Al Gore, and Bush won by 537 votes in the whole nation. So the results of the election were not known for more than a month because of that dispute over votes in Florida. That's when we heard the expression, hanging Chad. Not hanging with Chad, hanging Chad. On this date in 2010, Queen Elizabeth launched her Facebook page, but you couldn't friend her, and you couldn't poke her.
Goodness, I forgot about the pokes.
8 years ago in 2011, Smokin' Joe Frazier died. He died from liver cancer at the age of 67. Birthdays today, Lord, who is filthy rich, is 23. Adam Devine is 36. He is Andy on Modern Family. Little Christopher Knight, little Peter Brady, is 62 today. Joni Mitchell, 76. Big Yellow Taxi. We got to do that one of these days. Johnny Rivers had a string of hits, including Secret A. I used to think it was Secret Asian Man. He's 77 today. Billy Graham would have had a birthday. He died in 2018. The Duncan and Sons Predictathon is tomorrow. That's how we're handling that countdown. Four days till Veterans Day, 20 days until Thanksgiving. Wow. 47 days till Christmas, and 54 days till the New Year. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You're not done yet. Oh. Our TV chat is coming up. Yesterday was National Stress Day, and we have a whole bunch of interesting facts on stress, and we'll discuss that. But first, at 6:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
We had 80 degrees yesterday. Boy, it was nice. We're looking for 77 today. Risk of showers by about, let's say, maybe by lunchtime, certainly in the afternoon, and a better chance towards evening and tonight before ending in the wee hours of the morning as a cold front sweeps through. Then the wind will start shaking because of the winds, and it turns colder. By morning, we're 50. Tomorrow, windy, much colder. 58 for a high, but you'll swear it's colder with those north winds at 12 to 22. Mid-30s with frost on Saturday morning, upper 30s Sunday morning. Saturday's high 61, so kind of crisp and clear for that big football day. And Sunday, we warm up in the afternoon, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees before an Arctic cold front arrives on Tuesday morning. The big event so far this season with plunging temperatures. Watch my morning video this morning. You'll get an eyeful.
We have calm winds and mostly clear skies. A few scattered clouds now. 58 degrees at 6:33.
All right. Our next time on air, we will be visiting with the cast of Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents at this time, and things are really looking good. We've got a fair amount of traffic, early traffic on I-65 and 85 still headed inbound. A few more cars on the Boulevard, a few more on the 31s out of Prattville and Wetumpka, but now because things are going so well, that don't mean you can start dunking your Little Debbie in your coffee driving with your left knee. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Keep them hands on the wheel, buckle up, and drive carefully this morning. We'll keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Another transcript from closed-door impeachment inquiry testimonies released, this one from an interview with the top diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor.
Taylor testified he was told by other officials that President Trump wanted to block military aid and a possible White House visit until Ukraine's president publicly announced investigations into election interference and a company linked to Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Taylor is scheduled to testify publicly next Wednesday. Two former Twitter employees are charged with spying for Saudi Arabia by snooping on users critical of the Saudi government.
Ahmad Abu Amo, a U.S. citizen, is accused of spying on three Twitter accounts. Ali Al-Zabara is a Saudi citizen. Federal prosecutors say he was recruited by a social media advisor to the Saudi royal family.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A new law in Las Vegas makes it illegal to sleep or camp in public areas when beds are available at local shelters. America's listening to Fox News.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Your radio's out! Don't you turn it down. You're in luck! This is the best station in town. And I know just how tired you feel. You love our show and my hunches.
say it's unreal. Oh, I can see you standing there getting your coffee at the coffee machine, filling up on caffeine. Come join our whole morning team. We'll waken you up. Might as well get up. We'll waken you up.
It's showtime.
All right, we are still waiting to connect with our friends at CBS 8, ABC 32, and the cast of Rising. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night. Another nice turnout. And you, Monday through Friday, can enjoy halftime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. 2 to 6, half off. Some great crowd pleasers like the chips, cheese, and salsa. Sweet potato fries, which are extraordinary when dipped in Baumhauer's infamous Thai sweet. That's a nice tangy start that ends up a little on the hot side. Not bad, though. Fried pickles, addictive. Warning, can't have just one. One is too many, a thousand never enough. Dipped in ranch, Spencer's gooey fries. Hot lips. Hot lips. That's boneless chicken. And again, you've got like a dozen different sauce dipping options there. I recommend honey mustard, but take your pick. They're all good. And the tailgate burger and fries, half off any of those, 2 to 6, along with half off glasses and bottles of wine, $4.49 craft and imported pints, $3.49 for well drinks, and $2.49 for domestic pints. That's Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Half time. And became aware of a situation there last night that I want to bring up a little bit later.
Yeah, how was the crowd?
Good. Excellent, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
One of the women that serves our group, who's an incredibly hard worker,
right,
finds herself in a situation with her daughter and three grandkids, two of whom are autistic, and no furniture. So we're going to be looking for people that have good furniture that they just need to...
With the holidays coming up, we've got some great... We got some great listeners, I know that.
And this is not somebody who has a pity party for herself. She's really terrific. I just hate to see that she found herself in this situation. So we'll get on that a little bit later this morning. I'm probably going to do some social media with that as well. But it is somebody that I think everybody would feel good about helping
sure.
if they get a chance to do it.
Yeah.
And again, if you had...
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you're feeling stressed, now is the time to figure out why.
Right now.
So whether your stress comes from finances, family, work, or health, there are things that you can do to minimize the negative effects. Exercise, relaxation, and eating healthy are all ways to help the body cope. But how often do people do this?
Let's bring in the gang over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Were you surprised to see that on this list, pets were not mentioned at any point? I mean, I think pets, they lower my stress level.
They lower your stress, but when they're not feeling good, is there anything that consumes you with worry more than a pet that's not?
Well, that's true. That's true. But, so, but a lot of studies talk about how... pets are great for stress, so.
Absolutely. Bailey keeps calm here in the morning.
Hey,
I think
Bailey.
The important thing with stress is to not accumulate it. People who bottle up stress are the people that sometimes turn for chemical relief from those things. You got to process it. Like yesterday afternoon, it was on the news yesterday, the city could not bring itself to pass an anti-panhandling.
Yeah.
So I exited I-85 South at Eastern Boulevard and was confronted by a guy who was literally going car to car, knocking on the windows with force. He looked like he was crazed on something.
Yeah.
And he came up to my side, and I just gave him the face.
All right.
And he heard no through the closed glass window, and I called the police. But it bothered me that this guy was just... I mean, so flagrant. You know, sometimes, look, it's not people that are in trouble. I'm always wanting to help, but this guy, this wasn't that kind of a situation. And his aggression, I had to call the police.
Yeah.
He was threatening people.
So you took out, you let your stress out.
Yes,
on a rant on the air.
I came in and I thanked the city fathers for being so aggressive and keeping the rest of us safe. And you didn't need a radio to hear it either. You could have driven by the building and heard it. But that's just me. But I felt better afterwards.
It's like a pressure cooker. You got to let the let the pressure out. I mean, somehow, some way.
No matter how old they get, you never give up the job of parenthood. So you always, at some level, are stressed about how things are going with your kids.
So, and then you guys, everybody in this business, you have deadlines, right? Does that stress you out?
Yeah.
Well, I love that stress.
Yeah. Well, then that's what you call, you know, deadline driven. A lot of times people use that for I use that as instead of procrastination.
I write better under deadline usually.
Really?
Because it's like I don't have time to, like, overthink stuff, and it's like, okay, I gotta get this done. Like, that's why I tell my parents that I pulled so many all-nighters in college.
Ooh, that's
because
funny.
I work so much better under pressure.
I feel like that is probably the definition of the type of stress that people are trying to get rid of.
But I thrive on it. The adrenaline you get from it.
For like me and Rich, stressful situations, you know, our adrenaline kicks in, and that's what we have to do. But afterwards, we're like, nobody bother us for the next week or so.
Yeah, Ryan,
when there's potential for severe weather, this guy becomes a ticking stress bomb. You can take my word on that.
Ryan knows from about 1:30 a.m. through 5 a.m. is stressful, stressful, stressful. Lots of deadlines. But anyway, so it's good to have Bailey by my side.
Jay,
you look stressed.
Talk about your stress.
What stresses you out, Jay?
He runs the place.
I'm good.
Some people are just born with that gift, you see.
For a transcript of what Jay said in this entire conversation.
Send a stamp self-addressed envelope to me.
I'm good.
Send those stamp self-addressed envelopes to me with $3 in coin, and I will send it right back.
I don't get stressed. I really don't. I don't. I try very hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you such a great team member.
Because I just try to think of other aspects of it.
Guy, and this is a great thing about Jay.
There we go.
Every team needs that one person.
A level-headed person.
Just cool, right? Calm, and collected.
A steady hand.
Right. We actually need to send out an audition to get us one.
Yeah,
we need someone that's level-headed over here.
Some people think
that is all the time we...
Right.
All right, have a good one. Stay unstressed.
Have a great Thursday, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I didn't get to finish what I was going
to
say. I'm stressed.
Sorry. Tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
We got the wrap.
There's still more to come up.
We got the wrap.
Well, that was fun and productive. It was also very fulfilling and revealing.
Bailey, you almost had as many words as Uncle Jay.
She just beat him.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM. There's been a lot of buzz about the politically correct version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Right.
Dean Martin's daughter said, this is out of control, it's stupid. But this is coming out just in time for the holidays.
John Legend redid Baby, It's Cold Outside. And now he's spreading more progressive cheer. It's John Legend, Woke for Christmas.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, but he got explicit consent first.
If you hear old Christmas music and think, okay, Boomer, then it's time to celebrate with John Legend.
I'm dreaming of no white privilege.
And John Legend didn't forget the kids.
You've got serious anger issues, Mr. Grinch. Really need therapy.
John Legend, Woke for Christmas, because it's just not Christmas without snowflakes.
Snowflakes. I see.
Yeah.
I see what they're doing there.
James Dean has been dead for more than 60 years, but he's going to be cast in a new Vietnam War movie called Finding Jack. There is a Vietnam War action movie called Finding Jack.
Yeah.
The producer says we searched high and low for the perfect character to portray the role. After months of research, we decided on James Dean, not the porn star James Dean. I don't know.
Or the sausage guy.
Yeah, not the sausage guy.
I guess
guy.
They're both sausage.
Dean. Would you care to elucidate on that as your face turns crimson tide?
How are they going to do this with James Dean? How are they going to bring back this actor?
They'll do full body CGI, and they will use archival footage, and they got permission from the family to use the image.
How much are they paying him? The dead guy.
I don't know. It doesn't say that, but it does say that Chris Evans and Elijah Wood are among actors who are outraged by this.
Wow.
See, you guys and all your drama, you can be replaced by a computer.
Maybe they can bring back Clark Gable in a war movie or something like that.
That would be neat. He actually could make one on his own experience. He flew bombing missions in Europe in World War II. There's another Scream movie on the way.
Oh. Hmm.
I've never seen any of them, so I don't know what that means. In terms of excitement, Netflix is losing $1.6 billion or so, they claim, because of password sharing. Remember, we had that story a while back that they're going to start cracking down on this kind of
There's another thing. Netflix story. Samsung's TVs will stop carrying Netflix as of December 2nd because of some sort of technical issue. All Samsung TVs.
It's weird. I've never used the actual TV to access any of those apps. I've always used a third party, like the Roku, Apple or the Roku. Yeah.
You know what gets me? My laptop isn't that old, maybe 3 years. Mm-hmm. And already the Windows that came with it, that's out. Every website I go to now says we no longer support that browser. So what do you do?
Yeah.
If your laptop's only 3 years old, you should be good. If you've updated the browser, have you updated the browser?
Yeah.
Sorry. What was I thinking asking such a horrible question?
Is it Chrome? Do you use Chrome? Chrome is the best. You just got to use Chrome. It's
a resource
hog. I love Chrome.
Yeah. Eats up a ton of memory.
You get used to something, you know? And then my desktop that I used to write my magazine column on and working on my book, that one has Edge. Is that what replaced?
Edge sucks.
It is the worst. It is so complicated.
It sucks.
You know what you use Edge for? To download Chrome.
Yeah. You know what? You use Edge 4 to get edgy.
Well, I am on Mozilla, so I've been doing
Firefox?
Firefox is fine, too. You use it to download another browser, basically. That's what you do with Edge.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I went through all the Windows, you know, 1 through 10, and then XP, and then...
XP was the worst.
No.
Vista.
8.
Vista was worse.
Yeah, Vista was the worst.
And XP.
Vista was was the worst. XP, not so bad, but Vista, compared to Vista.
Vista, they dropped that one like a rock.
Yeah.
We still going to go see a war movie Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Cool. No girls.
Guess I'll stay home, said Bailey.
HBO is giving away gigantic cardboard boxes.
I saw this.
What?
Okay, millennials, here you go. If you are a college student with roommates and you're seeking privacy, HBO's got your back. They're giving college students giant cardboard boxes that you basically sit or lay inside so that you can stream in peace.
Oh,
or do
boy.
Other things.
The HBO box is black. It has holes so you can breathe, plus a shelf that apparently holds your streaming device. And it is the real deal. It's a marketing gimmick.
It is. They said that Box is literally our middle name.
And James Holzhauer.
That's good, HBO. Home box office.
Hey, I see that.
That's what they do.
The
they
home
do it.
Box office.
Yeah, they make a. They did a commercial for it. It's very tongue in cheek, and they said the box.
Do you remember
it's literally
used to actually call it home box office?
Home box office. Yeah. Do you remember that elaborate movie open?
There's a great little. I don't know. It's probably around 2.5 minutes long on the making of that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And how they made it because they had practical effects.
That was an event when HBO premiered a new movie. You know.
I wonder if
one that was recently in the theater.
Yeah. What are you typing in there?
Original HBO
intro.
Themes, the intro. Oh yeah!
Is that
Wait a minute.
It's the one. It's
try,
the one with the sunset.
One with the sunset. Try
yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
right
it's
there.
That one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Goes through this little model town.
Oh yeah.
You're going to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood or something.
Maybe I'll steal this for opening our show. That's what we do in radio. Let's do it.
Wow. Man, I'm getting nostalgic tingles.
Oh, yeah. Look at the HBO coming at us. Oh, it's coming right for us.
To go to one of those hotels where HBO is free.
Right down there on 231.
Yeah, right.
They got free HBO.
They have color TV and air conditioning, too.
Wow. I've forgotten all about that. And it's only got 44,000 views on YouTube.
When you looked at that, I think there's another video. Is there one right there that suggests, that shows the making of?
History of HBO feature presentation.
Yeah, or that may be all the intros or something. Yeah, but maybe. There is a small little video on how they made that, and it's fascinating.
Check it out later. Yeah,
fascinating.
Cool. That was great. It felt so good.
I was getting nostalgic, man. It's been a long time. See, there's the actual the thing
behind the scenes.
Wow.
I have to watch the HBO intro behind the scenes.
There's this one.
Yeah, that's what they've got now.
Yeah.
It's not near as...
They're still using that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to see that going into The Sopranos.
Yep, they're still using it.
Yep.
How about that? You learned so much here. Before we hit the traffic dungeon, here's good news for Beatle fans.
The Beatles. You've bought their albums, their CDs, the remasters, the remixes of the remasters, and you bought the 50th anniversary of their final album, Abbey Road.
And in the end...
But now there's more. Capitol Records presents all of the Beatles classics featuring only Paul's bass. Like Come Together. Songs like you've never heard them before, like Here Comes the Sun. We rang Paul McCartney to get his reaction on this exciting new collection.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Please leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Don't miss out. Get all of the Beatles classics, only played by Paul's bass. Available now from Capitol Records.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic as we head up to 7 o'clock. We are getting really busy. A lot of cars are jumping out on 231 out of Wetumpka. The boulevard is filling up. Atlanta Highway picking up some more cars. Getting busy on the interstate. School zones are going to be going into effect shortly. Watch out for them. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time, but it is getting busy, so buckle up, pay attention, and drive carefully. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays from noon to 6 after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning.
morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
That can make your hands clap.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
Man, I thought I'd seen everything in terms of dating and pickup lines and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 23-year-old woman in Scotland named
Rachel
Grogan.
You're going to run with that football.
Got to. She got a message on Facebook a few days ago from a stranger that said, "Hey, did you hear about my granddad?" She wrote back, "What?" Actually, I can do that too. She wrote back,
"What?"
And he responded,
"Sorry.
Wrong person. Meant to text the girl I went to high school with, but clicked on you by accident. Not thinking straight as my granddad passed away.
Sorry."
Then he followed that up with, "You are lovely, though. You single?"
Oh, my God. Pick up line using his dead grandfather.
Following that.